Welcome to the podcast of Casper Faith Assembly. This podcast is presented in the context of our Sunday morning service. We hope you enjoy this presentation.
If we could show the first picture. I picked an apple. We live in a country that is surrounded by South Africa, but we're our own kingdom. It's Lesotho. We have about 2 million people. 200,000, we have 200,000 orphans due to the AIDS crisis. We're probably the third country in the world that is affected by AIDS. And it's becoming an increasing problem in our country. When we first came to Lesotho, they kept talking about a geyser. And I said, what? Geyser. And I've always equated old with geyser. And so they said it was up in the roof. And I said, oh. So I went up in the attic, and I saw a picture of Bill Clinton, an old geyser. I'm sorry, that's bad. But a geyser on our part of the world is a water. It heats our water. I picked the apple because that's the icon of this generation. Notice that the apple is rotting around the core. And because of sin, because of our world, our apple is that way. I wanted to show you real quickly. Most of us have iPads. This is an African iPad. Okay. Some of us are still asleep. Next picture. We live in the mountain. We're a mountainous country. We're much like Wyoming. Maseru, the capital city, is at 5,000 feet. I'm going to tell you a story later about going up 10,000 feet. Next picture. If you go back into one of the villages in Lesotho, back in the mountains, you would think that you were in an old Western city. You would think you were in Wyoming, because there are horses at the hitching post. Some of the guys wear guns. I stay away from those guys. And it looks very westernly, and the road is muddy. It's kind of cool to see. Next picture. This is a mountain. This is what we wear in Lesotho. Pastor, would you mind helping me? This is not a Chinese hat. This is the regular attire for Lesotho. In June, July, and August, our temperature will get below zero. This is what they wear. In January, February, and March, when it gets up to 120, 130, you know, the heat index gets high. This is what they wear. The idea is supposed to keep you cool, and also supposed to keep you warm. Now, they wear this in the rain, they wear this in the snow. We're probably one of the countries in Africa that actually gets snow. Now, if they never wash this, and it's made out of wool, you have some idea of the smell that you would smell with it. Thank you.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, my wife just said it was clean. Next picture. This is Irene. When Irene came to the church, they bound her with rope. She would come screaming and shouting at the top of her lungs into the church. Some thought that she was demon-possessed. Some thought she was out of her mind. The local doctors told us that she'd always be this way. Many of us have read in the Bible where there was a man who was demon-possessed, and Jesus took those demons and put them into some pigs. Have you ever wondered if Jesus used ointment? Ooh. Today, God has completely healed Irene. She no longer comes into the church tied up with rope. She no longer comes into the church screaming and shouting. God has completely healed her, and now she teaches at one of our schools. Praise the Lord. Next picture. We've been able to help 8 churches this last term in Lesotho with their buildings. And this particular village is called Mazenat. In Mazenat, it's heavily, heavily Catholicism. They did not want us to build a church there. They did everything in their power to keep us out. God opened a back door where we were able to buy this piece of property. We had to tear down the building that they had started building there. But now we have a church there that's running 100 people. Praise the Lord. Next picture. This is just a team that helped us build this church. Next picture. I have done children's ministry most of my ministry. When we came to Lesotho, there was a huge cry for material. They said they have never, in all the years that they had been in existence as an Assembly of God church, they had no material for children's ministry. Basically, the people would get up in front, use the Bible, and read out of the Bible. Well, BGMC helped us. They gave us money to print material, and we were able to give them 2 years of material through BGMC. I'm thankful for BGMC. So we teach at the Bible school also. We have about 30-some students. Because they don't have much money, I do a lot of teaching with things that they don't have to pay much money with. Next picture. I've been able to teach some puppetry. Next picture. I didn't wear my red tennis shoes. I should have. But we just graduated a group of our students from the Bible school. I'm the funny one in the middle with the hat and should have had red tennis shoes on. Next picture. Lucky was one of our students. I have no idea how he got the name Lucky, but Lucky took whatever he learned in our class on children's ministry, and he used those lessons to teach and do outreaches. And this is one of the outreaches that he was involved with. And several people got saved. Several people got filled with the Holy Spirit. Next picture.
My picture.
We had a situation in South Africa. We had a Chinese couple who was taking a bunch of pictures of some lions. And so they decided that they would get out of their vehicle and get a closer look and closer pictures. Well, the lions attacked them. It was very obvious that the lions like Chinese food, because an hour later they were hungry again. Our children, they're looking for heroes. And a lot of heroes have propped up in our movies, in our TV. There's one hero that's propped up. His name is SpongeBob. He runs around, gets into trouble, wears pants with a sponge. Some likely hero. There are others like Spider-Man. He is some kind of hero. He shoots out a web. He has websites all over our internet. Sorry. I know those are bad jokes. But anyway, he's one of our kids' heroes. You know, we see our kids, even my grandsons, like to see them. And then there's this hero, Batman. Woo! Has a Batmobile and all the things that go with it. And then there's some heroes that are out of this world. But one of the things that we need to be careful with are children. I notice you have ministry to children. That's great. Because if we don't get them now, hear me, if we don't get them now, if we don't take the time to reach them now, their shell will become hard. I'm talking about their heart and the world will woo them. I'm thankful for a Savior who wipes our sins away. We need to be careful of this character because he's out to kill, steal, and destroy. We need to pray that God, that children's hearts, their hearts are turned toward him. Amen. And Jesus even died for little princesses. Maybe you're here today and you never asked Jesus into your life. You know, before you come to Jesus, you're kind of like this character. Well, stopped working. It's supposed to sing Wild Thing. I don't know what happened. It's supposed to sing. You know, some of us, before we come to Christ, we're quite wild. We're quite, you know, we're all over the place. But when you come to Jesus, he changes our life. There are many people, before I go into any further, let me show you some things that you can buy on our side of the world. This is dandelions and burdock. And those who are farmers will know that burdock is weeds. So when you drink this, it actually tastes pretty good, but you get these little thistles stuck in your teeth. Ooh. This is a hard crowd this morning. We have, this is called Flush. It's dishwashing soap. I'm going to kind of let you use your own imagination. And then we have Grandpa in a box. My grandkids would like to put me in a box. You know, I just noticed a couple back here that are from Africa, I believe, and they might be from Nigeria. We spent two terms in Nigeria. We have this is called Squillos, which is basically squirrel. On the back of the box, it says, "You may climb trees and act like a nut." I know, that's bad. Jesus Christ, our Savior, our King, the man that died for our sins. Honey, can you come and help me? But in much of our world, if you say he's the Son of God, the crowd will disperse and go a different direction. Because we have religions that don't consider him the Son of God. They do consider him a prophet. They do consider him a man that was good. But they have no relationship, no friendship with him. They know about him. They know who he is, but have no relationship. One of the questions that people ask us is, do we have Muslims coming into Lesotho? I go down, I have to deal with our aliens where we have to work on our visas. And every time I go down there, we have 5 or 6 Muslims applying for visas for Lesotho. They don't have a relationship with him. They don't have a friendship with him. So we want to put some color into that picture. Blue, red, yellow, and green. We want to put that into that picture. Because when we put color into that picture, we see Jesus clearly, and we have a relationship with him. And we need to share Jesus Christ with our world. They're dying. Because when we do that, that color disappears. And they can see Jesus more clearly. Amen? Can we go to the next picture? When we came to Lesotho, we asked the question, give us, what's the ages of your children? I was shocked when they said they did children's ministry from 0 to 31. And I said, I looked at them and I scratched my head and I was like, huh? 0 to 31. And anybody that knows working with children, 0 to 12 is usually the age of children. And then there's youth, and then there's adults. I guess it would be great if you were 31 years old to be called a kid. But obviously, there's a difference in ministering to kids. So we started a camp. We've been having 160, we have a camp from 13 through 25. We've had one every year. We have 160 to 200 kids that come to it. And a lot of them are getting saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. We're able to talk to them about AIDS. We talk about having relationships with the opposite sex, all the things that you can do with youth. We just had one youth rally. 100 kids said, God is calling me to the ministry. So we're getting really excited. Turn to the next picture. This is Patience. She is one of the girls that we have in our Bible study. We started a Bible study on Thursday nights. We started working strictly with kids that were in college. And after a few times together, we found they were Christians, but somehow their theology was way off in left field. They were using African ideas and what they were believing about Christ. So we took the time, and we've been mentoring them, and we've been working with them and talking to them. And now we have a young man that's become a pastor. Two of them are working with children, and two of them are doing youth. And just before we left, we had the opportunity to baptize 7 of them in water. That, you do not realize how exciting that is for a pastor, to see a new convert following Christ. Next picture. This is Albert. His mother lives way up in the mountains. We drive on the opposite side of the road. We have no guardrails when we go up into the mountains. And they think that it's a racetrack. And so they drive extremely fast. So when I go up in the mountains, I'm praying every inch, every kilometer that I'm going up into the mountains. Well, Albert was our Bible school student. We met on Saturday. We met Albert's mother. We found out that she was an alcoholic. We found out that she was heavily into witchcraft and never served the Lord. It was an amazing story just to hear how Albert came to the Lord. But on Sunday morning, we did a children's service, we did an outreach, and we had an altar call. Albert's mother was the first one to raise her hand and give her life to Christ. And today she's serving Christ free of witchcraft, free of alcohol, and she has become one of the ladies or one of the pillars in the church up there. Praise God. Next picture. I met this young man in Sukubu. The pastor asked me to pray for him. We found out that he, from birth, he could not hear and he could not speak. We prayed for him one Sunday, and I just totally forgot about it. Pastor came to us several weeks later, and he was so excited, and he said, God healed somebody, and he was just jumping up and down, and he was so excited, and I did the Pentecostal thing and shook his hand and said, brother, that's great. And he probably didn't see the excitement in my face. But then he said, no, you do not understand. Remember the Sunday that you were at our church? Remember the young boy that couldn't speak and couldn't hear? And I said, yeah. God has completely healed him. He can now speak and he can now hear. Next picture. We want to reach the children of Lesotho. Next picture. Next picture. When we came to Lesotho, the National Church basically pushed this in many directions. We told them we had a heart and we had a passion for children. Well, we became the only missionaries there, and so they wanted us to do a whole lot of things. Recently, in a dream, God spoke to our superintendent and said, why are you neglecting the children? And he woke up from that dream and he said, oh God, I don't want to hear that again. I don't want to ever say, God, I'm neglecting the children. They don't push us anymore. They see the urgency and see the need for us to reach the children of Lesotho. God works in miraculous ways. And he does things, you know, if I had just been obstinate and said, no, I'm not going to do those other things, they would probably rebelled. But God spoke to him. God worked in him. And so we're seeing some changes. Most of us know the hero behind this mask. He was bitten by a spider and he became Spider-Man. God has given us a heart and a passion to reach the children of Lesotho. We've been bitten too. And each and every one of us need to put on our iron will. We need to put on the full armor of God every day of our life. And yes, someday you're going to fly. You're not going to have a jetpack. Sorry to tell you that. But you're going to fly because it's propelled by the power of God. Many people think missions is about salvation. But mission is also about transformation. And no, I don't want you to transform into Bumblebee. I'm talking about transforming lives for God. And we need to take the time. You know, so many times in the church, we drop the ball. Somebody becomes a Christian, and so we say, that's great. And we say, grow up yourself. Do everything yourself. That's not what God has asked us to do. God has asked us to take the time to help people be transformed into his image. And it does take time for some people. So when you see a missionary, most of us become crabby. You become pity pitchers because you think the missionary is after money and that's all he's here for. God has called each and every one of us. God has not called me to get off to go to Bismarck. God has called me to get off my sweet buns and go to Africa. God has called, hear me. God has called you. God has called you to get off your sweet buns and reach Casper for Jesus Christ. We have many people, and our world is changing. Our church is changing. And there are new things that we have to deal with. So get off your sweet buns and reach the lost. I'm out raising bread so we can get back to Africa. It cost about $20,000 to build a church. We have four or five churches we're going to do. We had a church here in Wyoming that helped us with one church. Pray with us that we can get our support raised. We have a little bit more to raise, and we want to raise enough money to build some more churches in Lesotho to further the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And yes, some of us need to wake up and smell the burnt toast. I'm talking about hell. Hell is a real place. And we need to wake up and reach our world for Jesus Christ. I truly believe that we're in our winter months. And spring is right close, and Jesus is coming back. I believe that with all my heart. We need to be out about the Father's business. And we want to reach the children of Lesotho, and that's no crock. Thank you for allowing us to share our hearts for Africa today.
You have been listening to the podcast of Casper Faith Assembly in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, please email us casperfaith@gmail.com or call us at 307-265-9121. We hope you've enjoyed this presentation of Casper Faith Assembly, where relationships matter most.